From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming during a counter-protest against a white nationalist demonstration in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. One person died when the car crashed into the demonstrators, and two others died when a state police helicopter crashed nearby. A chopper was keeping an eye on the rally below. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency to aid state response to the events in Charlottesville.
And I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Our message is plain and simple. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth.
President Trump also condemned the violence.
There's no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
The Saturday rally drew thousands who were upset about the planned removal of a statue commemorating the memory of a Confederate Civil War general. Blackwater founder Eric Prince's controversial proposal to privatize a large portion of the U.S. war in Afghanistan is being met with growing opposition in Kabul and Washington. President Trump is reportedly considering the proposal. Prince says his plan would replace U.S. troops with 5,000 contractors and would save the U.S. government billions of dollars. After a long campaign season, Kenyans are returning to normal life following the announcement President Uhuru Kenyatta had been reelected to a second term. He defeated longtime opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Both celebrations and protest ensued, some lasting into the early hours today. This is VOA News. A deadly bomb exploded near a crowded market in the Pakistani city of Quetta. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reports.
A raging inferno in the Pakistani city of Quetta. The aftermath of a powerful bomb blast near a crowded market on Saturday night, killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens more. Islamic State have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a motorcycle suicide bomber had killed soldiers. Authorities say the attacker rammed the bike into a military vehicle as it drove by, and the patrol was the target, adding that at least seven civilians were among the dead. The blast comes as Pakistanis mark the 70th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. The army chief has condemned the attack, saying terrorists were trying to disrupt celebrations. It's the latest assault on the southwestern province of Balochistan, where several deadly bombings have been claimed by IS, raising concerns about a growing militant presence in the area.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. At least 60 children have died in 48 hours due to a lack of oxygen in a government hospital in India's northern Uttar Pradesh state. Speaking here through an interpreter, the district magistrate said most deaths were reported from the neonatal and pediatric wards of the hospital.
The arrangement of liquid oxygen at the medical college was disrupted last night. We immediately contacted the principal of the medical college, who said the vendor who supplied the oxygen withdrew the supply owing to non-payment of a pending amount.
High-level probe has been ordered into the incident. Canadian pastor Hyun-Soo Lim, who was imprisoned in North Korea for more than 2 years, quietly returned to his home in Toronto, Canada, a suburb there, on Saturday following a long journey on a government jet via Japan. His son James was there when his father returned.
It was surreal in the beginning to witness my father coming off of an airplane after 2.5 years.
Lim, formerly a senior pastor of one of Canada's largest churches, had disappeared on a mission in North Korea in early 2015. He was sentenced to hard labor for life in December that year on charges of attempting to overthrow the Pyongyang regime. Facebook anonymously launched a new photo-sharing app in China in an effort to make inroads in the world's most populous country. China's ruling Communist Party controls internet traffic across the country's borders, tries to keep the public from seeing thousands of websites, including Facebook. The app, called Colorful Balloons, does not carry Facebook's name. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.